I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you the same time each week by Ministries Incorporated in conjunction with the Litchfield Church of God. Kingdom Ministries was created to teach and preach God's kingdom, God's coming kingdom, in a very simple and understandable way, and to give hope to you, our listening audience, to give you hope that you are loved by God and God has a beautiful plan for your life for the future. I'd like to have you get a Bible and a piece of paper. I'd like to have you follow along as we look at the scriptures today. We're going to look at the book of Ephesians chapter 2. I'd like to have you get a piece of paper and a pencil to write down this passage and any other thoughts and ideas that you have regarding this passage. It's a beautiful passage that shows us who we are. And this is a passage written by the Apostle Paul as he was in prison, letting us know that we are loved by God and why by God. I'd like to have you look at the book of Ephesians chapter 2. And in this passage, Paul gives us hope as to who we are. But first, he shows us who we used to be. Paul, in this passage, says, "You were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince and power of the air, according to the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience." He said, you used to be sinners. You used to be in a world of sin. Now, we live among people in a world of sin, but as a saved individual, you are special. You're God's kids. You are loved by God. You're a child of God, as Paul told the church at Rome. And as a result, he said, you are special. He said, we're saved by grace in verse 8. We're saved by grace through faith, not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. It's not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should live in them. As you go on, and I want to commit in Ephesians 2, starting with verse 11, he mentions how they used to be Gentiles and they were considered uncircumcised spiritually, but Christ has brought us together, that we are one in Christ. Verse 13 of Ephesians 2 says that now Christ, who were formerly afar off, are brought near by the blood of Christ. He himself is our peace, who made both groups, Jews and Gentiles, into one and broke down a barrier of the dividing wall, abolishing in his flesh the enmity which is in the law of the commandments. Jesus died that we might be able to have life. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me, saved a sinner like me. And it's not anything that I did, but God did it for me by providing Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, the human Jesus that was able to die. Something God can't do. God can't die. So in order to make us part of his family, to make us back into a relationship with him, God provided his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross. Then God put a stamp of approval on the death of Christ by bringing him back to life. The book of 1 Corinthians in chapter 6 and verse 14, the scripture says that the same power that raised Jesus back to life is going to raise us back to life. Such a beautiful hope that we have, that Jesus is coming again. And as Jesus died on the cross and rose again on the third day, it was a picture for us of what will happen for us in the future, that at the end of life, we do die. We are mortal creatures. We're subject to pain. We're subject to illnesses. We're subject to death. We're not perfect people. We're capable of dying. But someday, Jesus is going to return, and the dead are going to be raised. We're going to be changed in a twinkling of an eye. If you write down 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16 and 17, the scripture says, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. What a beautiful hope. The fact that Jesus himself is coming again. Jesus himself, the same Jesus, in Acts 1 and verse 11. And write that one down and go back and take a look at it. Acts 1, 11, two angels stood by as Jesus ascended into heaven. And he told the disciples, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven." What a beautiful hope. You are a child of God that is loved, and we have this hope that Jesus Christ is coming again. I want you to put your hope and trust in that. We're living in interesting and sometimes difficult times, but as God's child, you have nothing to fear because God is in control. And I encourage you to write to me and realize that you are loved, and continue reading and putting your trust and faith in God. He will not let you down. He is your Heavenly Father, and His desire is for you to be His child and for you to have eternal life. He will give you eternal life. When Jesus returns, Jesus will bring that reward and give you eternal life at the day of resurrection. What a glorious hope that we all have. May God bless you as you continue to study His Word and to continue to be a student of His Word.